How long have you been chairman?
I am not chairman. I'm the past chairman. Nick Volk, who is the chairman this year. I've been on the Parks Board. This is my third year, fourth year actually, because I was on a year previously. There are six of us appointed to the Parks Board by the mayor and council. That's wrong. There's seven of us appointed for 6 years, and you cannot serve longer than 6 years, two-year terms, three two-year terms, so that there's one person that's not going to be chairman. So unlike Vancouver, where you're elected and it's almost a necessity that you become chairman if you can or remain there as long as you can, Burnaby changes its chairman. Not each year, but certainly every 2 years. And I, Rod, if I didn't say something about the arts community that I've been involved with, I'd have missed something out. My best friend, Doug Hellyer, that I talked about working with, and was a great actor. And he was also a promoter. They did a lot of plays, him and his partners, including The Diary of Anne Frank at the Vancouver Playhouse. And I got involved with theater and have been to Dominion Drama Festivals as a participant. And I've always enjoyed the theater, not music or dancing so much, because even when I was square dancing, I was going by the numbers, one, two. I have no music in my soul. I took on the job of being the liaison with the arts community for the Parks and Recreation. We're now putting the final touches on an arts policy for Burnaby and a new arts center. And the new arts center could be $10+ million. To put in place, and the citizens' involvement in that has just been tremendous. It's a very rich part of our community. In 1967, something like that, we started the Art Center at Deer Lake, and hundreds of thousands of people have gone through there, and we offer a very broad spectrum of artistic programming for the young right through to the senior citizens. If the senior citizens can't come to the Arts Center, we take it out into the community, into the recreational centers. We've certainly had our successes, as we have had in sports, with outstanding performers.
The art center that you had, or there was one proposal for an art center at Deer Lake, and you were, is that the one you're talking about?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The art center at Deer Lake, I think we'll start building it very soon, and we should, I'd like to see some of it open for 1992 for our centennial.
I thought I remember reading somewhere that there was some, it got passed by a referendum, did it?
Oh. We've always had in our master plan at the Parks Commission a design to build an art center at Deer Lake. Now, this is a user-friendly art center, which will include, amongst all kinds of rooms for practicing piano and music and painting and photography and crafts and quilting and Highland dancing and modern dancing and ballet, violin. All of these rooms are part of an art center. In addition to that, we have a theater there, the James Cowan Theater, which needs replacement. But it's looking at size of about 450 seats, so that being user-friendly, if you want to learn how to become a stage technician or lighting or a man or a director or a stage manager or a house manager to look at, after the front of the house, all of these things are available as an experience and part of our programming. In 1987, we had a referendum for a theater, performing theater at Metrotown. And this was a 700-seat theater. And that's where you go to view the artistic offerings, as opposed to an art center. There was just a theater there. It was narrowly defeated, just less than 1%. In some respects, I'm not unhappy that it was defeated, because we would have probably been still waiting for a art center at Deer Lake. Now we're doing what the people in the artistic community wanted, to build the art center first. If they want one at Metrotown, then perhaps that will come later, because it will be for the viewers rather than the doers. Mm-hmm. They get the difference for you?
Sure. Yeah.
Great.
One is a performance theater, and the other one is the one you're talking about is a practical.
That's right.
So. I know there was just trying to remember that a couple of other gentlemen I talked to. I think Don Brown was one who was saying that, in fact, the theater at Metrotown may not have been a good idea in the long run.
Well, it wasn't supported by the Burnaby Arts Council, which represents the artists that use the Deer Lake facility. So that if you have the main artistic community who are not supporting it, and it just was narrowly defeated, you can see there's a division within the community.
Yeah.
I think now that there may be a referendum, may not be, I don't know. If there's a referendum, I think it'll pass with ease.
This was, I think, the theater at Metrotown is looking at having touring concerts coming.
That's correct. Yeah. That's correct. But the touring concerts that come in, there's a niche there too, you see. It wasn't, there's probably a need for a 1,200-seat theater now. Mm-hmm. And I think Simon Fraser are interested in this too. I think they would like to see a theater up there at about that size. And how can we get involved with the community?